So the World Baseball, is the World Baseball Classic over? Last I saw, the U.S. was kicking Puerto Rico's ass. That was surprising. I don't know what are those teams made up of, because the Major League season, the preseason's been going on. Oh, were they Major League? I don't know. It's a preseason, isn't it? We're still in preseason. This is spring training. Yeah, we're still in spring training. So what do they call baseball spring training? I always say exhibition. That's football. Preseason, that's football. Baseball has just always been spring training. My boy Lollipop. Where's everybody playing now at spring training? Are they playing in Arizona? Are they playing in Florida still? You know? They used to play both places. But lately, I think I've mostly been seeing either California or Arizona. That's the... who is it? The Mariners. I almost said Seahawks and Giants. So now... the two-tone uniform, I'm just a lot of chicken shit I'm just talking about here. Just don't mind me, just chicken shit. The two-tone uniform, everybody got to wear that? Do the Dodgers have blue jerseys? I haven't seen, I ain't seen one fucking Dodger preseason game. Dodger blue, of course, I follow them. I guess the Angels, if they're doing good, I got to. Because Mike Socia, I probably have told you this a million times, just so I make sure you know. Mike Socia's kids went to school with my stepkids up at St. Pascal's. So, you know, I'd see him. It was the funniest thing. I would see him in the morning dropping the kids off, or I'd see him in the afternoon picking them up. And, you know, not when the season was on. When the season was on, he was down in Orange County. And I think during the summer, you know, his wife and kids they rented a house down at the beach. And so that's where he was, you know, that was his base of operations. But anyway, so they're up in Teal. And I had a tendency, and still do, to wear shorts, even if it's like 30 degrees, 40 degrees. So he'd always give me shit when I'd show up dropping the kids off. Or I'd get out of the car, he's going, God, you're putting on them shorts, huh? Is it cold enough for you? I think he's from Pennsylvania. And I'd say, look, it's all I can afford, man, betting on your team. Oh, no, I didn't say that. I congratulate when they won the World Series. I duly congratulated him along with every other goddamn parent in the school, bugging him, bothering him when he's trying to pick the kids up. Hey, Mr. Socios. You know, Mike Socia came up as a catcher, and I always felt, and I say this with the greatest of respect to Mike, but I always liked Steve Yeager. Even though Yeager was older, you know, Yeager's time had come and gone. You know, it was time for, he had to move on. But when Socia came in, I thought there was a drop-off in production, maybe offensively. I don't know. Maybe there was. I think offensively, you'd probably see a little bit of a drop-off. Defensively, I think both guys probably were equally. Probably Socia had it over Yeager, as a matter of fact, defensively, now that I think about it. Socia was a monster behind the plate. Just in terms of his physical, you know, size. I think he was about 6'5". I know he towered. I'm 6 feet tall. Anybody taller than me is tall. I mean, you know, I think. And he was significantly, well, not significantly, it was about 6 feet. What am I talking about? Baseball? So anyway, welcome to the pre-show. I haven't heard anything from our web guys. So if I'm not ignoring you guys that are testing out beta. I did talk to Cleveland Frankie over on Facebook. He said, hey, you know, it's beautiful. I said, now be honest. And that's when he went, okay. You know, like, well, what the fuck? So I'm not saying, just, you know, you guys know well enough to be honest. I don't have to remind you. But we're getting feedback. That's good. We are adjusting as we go. And there you go. Yeah, it's beautiful, man. I love you. I love you. I love you so. Oh, but I don't want you to know. I need you. I need. I'm just being a baby. Being a big, stupid, idiotic baby. I was taking a nap this afternoon. I had an audition today in Hollywood at Paramount Studios. If you ever saw the movie, and most of you probably, The Music Box with Laurel and Hardy, they go up some stairs. Well, those stairs, so I'm told, are right next to Paramount. And I saw them. I mean, I've seen them. And today I parked, but just so happens I parked my car near them because the gate I was going on going into was on the street. And I reflected on these things. I reflected on the passage of time. If you look at the movie The Music Box, the stairs are in the very sparsely. The vegetation is almost none. I think there's a lot of grass, a few buildings. I think on one side of the of these stairs, there's no houses or structures of any kind, and a fairly limited number. It looks like a new neighborhood, you know, in the 1930s. Today, there's goddamn shit everywhere. You know, there's a building here, a building there, and these steps go all the way up there to the top. One of these days, I'm going to go up those damn steps just to take a look at, is that the house? Is that the... Because I don't think that if my memory serves, the movie goes from an outdoor, you know, an exterior location shot of those steps to a stage. Because I think when they get to the top, I think that's all a stage. And it's probably that house doesn't exist. The fountain, all that shit probably wasn't there to begin with. So, but I was looking at that goddamn thing today. I said, that's a long damn way, man. And it's much smaller, as you probably can guess, in real life. It always looks smaller, doesn't it? You know, if you've seen a location in the movies and you go see it, and you go, God, that looks really like nothing, you know? It's a little dinky, like a little dinky thing, you know? There's nothing to it. It's just the dinky. All right. Oh, God. I wish I would have carted up that fucking baseball theme. I can't now. Wave card. I'm locked out of wave card. God, that pisses me off. How the fuck did that happen? I probably already know. Three guesses. The first two don't count.
My boy, lollipop.
Let me see. Sugar candy. What? So I'm getting now, you know, the thing that I turned you guys onto very early on is now kind of making it out there into the world, which is that Marie and I are hanging out. And what's getting lost, I think, is the storyline, which is true. When I found out that she was in real physical, she was challenged physically with her hip, with the arthritis. You know, it was my sincere desire to be at hand, as they say, you know, to be a gentleman and to be at hand. And of course I love Maria, you know, I mean, I was married to her. But this one woman writes me, she says, oh, you're lovesick. I knew you were lovesick. I said, what the fuck? You know, I can't somebody do something for someone and it be, you know, just that? I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying anything other than that. I'm saying that the future, I don't know what the future holds, but because I'm going to be spending time with her when she gets out of the hospital, she's going to be staying at my house. You know, the other thing that's getting more difficult for her is just running errands and shit. I said, well, let me do it, you know. All right. What else do I want, man? What else do I want? What else do I want? Phone beds. All right. I had the funniest goddamn thought today, and I can't fucking, you know, it's just like I was half awake when I had it. Let me just, one place where I can always go and look to find out what I've been thinking over the last 24 hours is Twitter. So I'll give Twitter that much. It's like an unintended show prep log. Like, I never intended it to be that, but that's exactly what it is. No score. Seattle and the Giants, 2-1 for Seattle right now. We're the top half of the second, 1 out. And Moore comes around, the left-handed pitcher with a fastball, strike one. 34 pitches so far for Moore. Wandering off second base is Motter into the stretch. Wind-up and the delivery. Inside, fouled off by Smith. All right, enough of that. So what do you guys think? Brockmire? This is a new show, Brockmire? About a baseball guy? Huh? Sounds interesting, doesn't it? Every time I go on an audition, though, everyone—not every time, but many times when I go on an audition, the casting people that are there go, "We're big fans." I would say, just about 3/4 of the time. Maybe that's why they're bringing me in to read for a part, because they, you know, they just they're fan. I'm not trying to say I'm hot shit or anything. I'm just giving you a lay of the land. See, this is how it is. No, I'm just saying that it is what it is. Who knows? Goddamn doesn't help me get the job, though, I'll tell you that much. Oh, excuse me. Perfect. Yeah, I love that one. I'm going to use that one, man.
I love you, I love you, I love you, no. That I don't want you, no, no. I need you, no, 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 no.
My boy, lick a pop. Biddy 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 do. Oh, man, that'd be funnier than shit. That would be funny. I got an idea. Just had a fucked up idea.
I know she all up in.
Oh, man. Oh, shit. I watched that 80s street. Yeah, there you go. Is there a band? I guess there's a group called Strip Club, because I just got my Miami's number one strip song.
Jose and the Deacon.
Can't come on to me.
Serena, demonio.
Señores.
The fuck? Somebody, I don't know who, someone with too much fucking time on their hands has taken all of these songs and put them to old dance routines, and it's like bugging the fuck out of me. How do I find this?
Yeah, just.
My name is Dennis Doss. I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon.
Get the fuck out of here. I'm looking for bad stripper music, motherfucker. I'm not looking for porn.
Okay, he's okay.
What the hell? Bad 1950. Here we go. Burlesque. Fuck a duck. New Orleans Burlesque Festival. So this is like nostalgia shit. And the dancers are from the 60s as well. They're now in their
70s. Put your hands together. Put your boobs together, ma'am, right now. Put them together. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. I make lots of noise to one of my favorite girls, Miss Miranda.
Yeah. Yeah, baby. See, I gotta get this shit done, man. Shit. Burlesque. God, some of these dancers are corny, man. These chicks are like ridiculous. Music, fuckhead. I want music. I don't want to look at a fucking screen. What the fuck? What happened to this? All right, well, thanks. No music. Jesus. The fuck? Come on, motherfucker.
ami.
Yes, that's right. Nothing but title winners tonight. I just...
This is fun. What the fuck? Get out of here. This is why I hate YouTube. Fucking hate it. Half this shit is a waste of your fucking time. All right, there. Fuck. We'll use that.
Bob Green's gonna come on. He's gonna be dancing for the ladies.
Bob's like, should be funny. Okay, Bob Green dances. Wow. We also want to do Joe Dickhead, I Remember Baseball. Joe's going to remember. I think it was Tom Niedenfuhr that gave up the home run to Jack Clark in the 85 National League Championship Series. The Cardinals went on to play Kansas City in the, what do they call it, the I-something series, Kansas City and St. Louis. Well, the Cards, to get there, had to beat the Dodgers in the National League Championship Series. And Niedenfuhr, remember Jack Clark? Jack Clark, you know, of the Cardinals, he jacked one off of fucking Niedenfuhr. I just want to look and see. Not that anybody gives a shit. But... what am I doing? That's stupid. I went to one of those games. It was a game the Dodgers actually won. Here it is. Blast a three-run homer. This had to be Marshall. Mike Marshall.
Sort of talking about walk him and pitch to that blank Van Slyke. That's what he just muttered in the dugout. Walk him and pitch to that so-and-so. He's not going to walk him. It is Jack Clark and Tom Niedenfuhr going head-to-head, and the ball game on the line and the crowd on its feet. One way or another, what a way to end. And he hits one to deep left field, and that one is gone.
Who threw the glove out there? Was that Reggie Smith? No, it wasn't Reggie Smith. Nice one, Niedenfuhr. Lonely feeling. First pitch swinging.
Got the answer to his rhetorical question. Something about, should I walk this guy and pitch to that so-and-so?
He should have walked him.
Well, he didn't walk him. Look where the bat, all the players are. They want to make sure he touches home plate. Now they'll pick him up. They all backed off. That was a rule they made.
Oh, shut up, Gergiola, you fucking pain in the ass.
The decision is whether you touch home plate, but Daniel made sure. Look at who is out there at home plate, Vince Coleman. Oh, number 29.
Everybody's going to be out there.
You would think that the fates would be a little kinder to one man in such a short amount of time.
That's as slow a trip as Jack Clark ever made. I mean, he takes a lot of time.
There's McGee.
Look at Socha just kneeling in disbelief. Now, what the players? Here they come out.
Oh, who gives a fuck?
But they made it up. They're not going to block.
Yeah, that's great. He touched home plate. Good one, Joe. We're glad that you noticed that. That's, you know, you're a smart guy. What game? Game six? Okay, game six. Three-run home run. That pretty much, wait a minute. Three-run homer. Should I walk? Yeah, you should have. That's Ron Peronowski in the dugout there. Who's the left fielder that threw his fucking glove? I don't blame the guy. Jack Clark was a great ball player. I don't know what happened to him. Oh, I guess he retired by now, but... Game six. Where are we at here, man? 24, get 6 minutes. All right. Testing 1, 2. Jeff Dutter, weed's legal. That much I do know. Frank Gray, if... Steve Bozell. All of us at Ted's of Beverly Hills would love to slip our meat in the dead of night into your mouth. Doug Danger and James Woods. Well, I don't know, man.
Well, welcome, everyone. My name is Bob Green, and thank you very much. This is the Bob Green extravaganza, and I've been knocking on Phil Henry's door.
That'll be perfect.
Welcome, everyone. This is Bob Green, and this is the Bob Green Extravaganza. And I'm very proud to have this opportunity to be with you. I am Bob Green. I am the CEO of Fraser Foods, located our headquarters is in Buena Park, California. We have some 23 different... We have some 23 different stores. We have 23... We have some 23 different grocery stores throughout the Southeast.
I don't know, is Bob Green going to hold up? H-I-J. H-I-J. Hugo. There we go, yeah.
From the headquarters and studios of the Phil Henry Show, this is Bob Green's Bob Green. Bob Green Today.
All right.
Now listen, Green, If you don't mind, General, you can call me Bob. Don't call me Green.
Well, you know, I usually call people by their last name.
I'd appreciate if you don't call me by my last name, because I do have pride.
Well, I understand you've got pride, but...
I don't know. We'll see if it works, huh? I gotta get... Goddamn fuck! I gotta get that fucking thing. Here we go, man. You ready?